What are the treatments for diabetic retinopathy?
When there's extensive leaking of the blood vessels in the back of the eye and the retina, a specialist will use a laser to basically cauterize the bleeding in the retina. But the problem with that is when they do that, it leaves scars on the retina, which can affect the vision. So it's best to detect diabetic retinopathy early when the hemorrhaging is small so that there won't be as many laser scars on the back of the eye. They also can use the laser to control the macular edema by controlling the leaking fluid. The problem with that is the macula is where we get our central vision. So if there's a laser used on it, it will leave a scar, which can actually affect our central vision. There's also intravitreal injection therapy, which is used to treat macular edema. And there's two drugs that do this. One is a steroid, and the other is called an anti-VEGF agent. And both of those have been shown to reduce macular edema. The anti-VEGF drugs target a specific chemical in the eye called vascular endothelial growth factor, or VEGF. And that is critical in causing abnormal blood vessels to grow under the retina. And several anti-VEGF drugs have been developed that block this. So an anti-VEGF drug can help treat macular edema by reducing growth of the abnormal blood vessels and slowing their leakage or hemorrhaging, which helps slow down vision loss. This is done, the anti-VEGF drugs and steroid drugs are typically injected directly into the eye to treat diabetic retinopathy.